3AW Nights, and good to have you with us this Easter Monday. Andrew McLaren for Dennis Walter. Andrew McLaren had Wiener Schnitzel for dinner tonight with a chocolate mousse, and is going in on Wednesday for a dental teeth plaque removal thing. Just thought I'd sort of round it out a little bit, not just have it as just Andrew McLaren for Dennis Walter. I thought I'd just fill it up. So we're going to talk automotive right now with Jeff Quillam. You don't need to supply a background like that, but if you want to talk about what you had for dinner tonight, Jeff, you're welcome to. Jeff is the CEO of the VACC, and a very good evening to you.
Good evening, Andrew.
Oh, well, I'm not going to talk about the dinner. That's fine by me.
Well, my wife's a fantastic cook, so anything she puts on a plate, I'll eat it. Even if it's, you know, the most wonderful, it's all good. If somebody else is cooking for you, it's all good.
My goodness, you're good too, let me tell you, Jeff. That was a magnificent speech. But you are here to talk about cars and car industry and generally. And if people have questions, please, 96900-693 or 13 13 32, if you're listening through the Ace Radio Network, 13 13 32. Anything to do with it, Jeff is there, and will do his best to answer your questions on it. Jeff, answer this question for me. You hear that there's a shortage of cars because the deliveries are not there, and the cars coming from overseas. I'm driving up Kingsway the other day, then driving down to Pean Highway the other day. There's car showrooms full of new cars.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Well, in some brands, there are supply chain problems, and that's mainly, Andrew, due to COVID. When COVID came through last year, a lot of the car plants stopped work, and when you stop a car plant, you know, you're heading for trouble because you've got to start the machine up. And normally in car plants, you can't just turn production up. You've got, you know, you might have 3,000, 4,000, 7,000 people, depending what country your car plant's in. And they're already running at maximum, so it's very hard to turn a car plant into double volume because it just doesn't work like that. You've got to rely on supply, you've got to rely on labour, and you've got to rely on maintenance in the car plant itself. So if you shut down car plants, even for a couple of weeks, it's a bit like shutting down a coal burner. You can't just start it back up. It takes a long time to get it running back up to the numbers, and then, of course, you know, you've got to catch up. And as we saw last week, if you get a ship stuck in a canal and you hold up about 400 ships, some of those ships have got car parts and cars on, and that will cause a problem. Now, you know, you can see cars in showrooms. That's fantastic. But in some cases, you're gonna have to wait a few months to get those cars here. But, you know, people should go and buy a car if they want a car, because if they leave it longer, it might wait longer to get it.
Now, speaking of cars and car sales, I believe new car sales are a little patchy at the moment, Jeff.
Yeah, look, we had a terrible year last year. You know, 920,000 vehicles instead of 1.1 million. This year's picked up a bit, so new car sales in February are up about 5.1%. Nationally, that's good. However, that's up on last year, 2019. It's not up on 2020. It's not up on 2019. So technically, we're still running below 2019 figures. We'll take the year-to-year date sales, up 7.9% nationally, 5.1% for February. But Victoria is dragging its feet, and it's not dragging its feet because there aren't enough car showrooms open. Andrew, it's dragging its feet because we shut down for a long time and we've had a sluggish return to work. Now, people have gone out and bought second-hand cars. Of course, we just can't get enough of those. That thing's just gone crazy. But the new car sales are lifting, but they've got to lift further. And what I'm concerned about is as people start to go back to work post-Easter, because, you know, all workers are required to go back to work, people will start to think, well, now's the time for me to go and buy a new car. Well, you need to get down there and get on with it, because it might take a while for that car to get here if it's not in stock.
Interesting. Also, I was reading, have I got the figure right? I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, I know, Jeff, but there was only about 6,000 actual electric cars were sold in Australia last year, some number around that?
Yeah, look, it is around that number. There's a lot of conjecture around electric cars, and sometimes it can be a bit misleading. So one of the challenges is that Tesla don't actually report their car sales. It's not a requirement to report it. The Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries, by the way, is the organisation that collects most of the car data. Again, it's not always... that data doesn't show up in the national sales. So there has been a rise in hybrid vehicles. Electric vehicle sales are up slightly, but it's not booming. And the reason it's not booming is we don't have a policy on electric vehicle sales in Australia. And we don't... until the states or the federal government actually start to think about a proper policy, then not much is going to change.
And also, they're going to have to think about pulling the prices back of most electric vehicles too, Jeff. They always seem to be above the price of a comparable petrol car.
They are going to come down. Now, I saw some vehicles today. So the MG's here, and that's, don't hold me to this, but I think it's around $44,000, which sounds like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money. But it's under $50,000, and I think that in a year or two there'll be numerous cars here under $30,000, and then a few years on from that they'll be down, $25,000 electric cars. So at the moment, Andrew, the prices are, I look at the internet a lot around cars, and Mazda have got some new vehicles coming through, some new electric vehicles coming through. Of course, if you want to stay at the top end, you're still going to pay, over $100,000
big
for
money.
An electric car.
Jeff, we're going to take a little break here. We're talking automotive with the CEO of the VACC, Jeff Gwilym. We're back with more after these. And it's 3 to 10, talking with Jeff Gwilym from the VACC. Jeff, one final question, because we are rolling round to news. Used cars have had a boom 12 months, haven't they, as far as prices go. How are they holding still?
Well, they're holding very well. A dealer of mine said he's bought and sold the same car 3 times in 5 years, and he's just sold it for more than he sold it 5 years ago.
Good.
There's a shortage. People don't want to go on public transport yet, and they're getting into cars, second-hand cars. My advice here, Andrew, is get them serviced and look after them. Just because they're a second-hand or a used car doesn't mean you don't need to look after them.
Very good point. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we just spent $700 on a service for our 10-year-old car.
Well, there you go.
Yes, and considering the car's only worth a couple of grand. Well, maybe it's not anymore. I don't know. Maybe it's worth a lot more suddenly. I don't know.
It could be. Right today, it's probably worth more than you think.
Yeah, it could well be. Jeff, thank you so much for your time. Always good to talk to you.
Pleasure, Andrew. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Jeff Gwilym from the VACC, the CEO, in fact, of that very good body.